The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening. Welcome to Being Here.
With Ariel, that's her.
And Shia, that's him. Collectively, we are
the Kanes.
Yes, and we finish each other's sentences.
And we sometimes simo-speak. Today's show is called Your Life as a Meditation. And it's interesting, you know, we lived. Ariel and I lived in a meditation center for about 2 years where we did a lot of meditating. And the interesting thing we found was, for the most part, it made our minds even noisier because we were trying so desperately to quiet them, which leads us to the three principles of instantaneous transformation.
But before we
go there.
Yeah, I think it's really important to talk about listening, and I'll tell you why. Because Shai just said something that is evocative. It may agree with your view of meditation, or you may be a meditator and you may find
great value in it.
And so you're disagreeing, or you're comparing what he said about our minds getting noisier to your experience. We suggest during this radio show, this program, that you listen to hear what each speaker has to say from his or her perspective. And we have a number of people waiting who've called into the show today. So it won't just be Shai and I. People have questions. They have their own experiences, as do we. And your life turns into meditation where you're really here as you learn how to listen rather than comment on, evaluate, judge.
Agree or disagree with what's being said as though you know and the other person doesn't, or you already know this information. Because see, if you think you already know something, you don't hear what's being said, because what's being said goes through the filter of, I know this already. So you stop listening to hear what they're saying. And if it in any way agrees with what you believe to be the truth, you will see it as the way you see it, not what they're saying. Was that clear?
That was clear.
Good.
So today, let's listen to each other. Let's really bring our attention to where we are, what we're doing, which in this case is listening to Being Here.
And it might be said that being where you are and observing your life non-judgmentally from that place is meditation.
Mm.
So if you're truly engaged in what you're up to, your life does become a meditation. But most of us get lost in our thoughts about what we're doing, where we're judging and evaluating ourselves and others for how they're being or not being, and saying whatever your mind says about that, rather than being fully engaged where you are.
I know a lot of you do certain disciplines to drop yourself into what you consider a meditative state. So, for instance, I know that if I do yoga after a rather extreme or extra yoga where I'm really have invested myself in the moves, there's often this quietness in my thought process that associates it. It's or this thought process that goes away afterwards that happens for me after exercise. If you've experienced that type of quietness or stillness, it's possible to have that without having to have great endorphin release or physical exertion first. If you've experienced it, you can have that quality of being here, but what it takes is to engage. And of course, unless you are exercising right now, which you may be if you have earbuds in, it really is via listening. Should we take our first caller?
Sure.
Our first caller is Leah. Where are you calling in from today?
Hi, I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be calling in today. I have a question.
Okay.
I love what you were just saying a minute ago about those moments where your thought process gets quiet. And honestly, one of the things that really has supported me has been attending your workshops, listening to this radio show. I often find that my thought process just quiets down all on its own. But today, I find myself with a rather noisy mind, and I don't particularly know why. And I wanted to ask you about it because some days I work from home, and then other days I have a lot of appointments and I am out and about. And sometimes on the days I'm working from home, I'm not quite sure how to get out of the thought loops when I'm by myself.
Well, you know, those thought loops, Leah, may serve a purpose.
Yeah.
See, when you're out and about, life engages you. But when you're at home in your own familiar environment, then there are things that you said you're going to do, work-related things or life-related things, that are a little confronting to step into right away. So it's a lot easier for your mind to go off in your familiar environment and your conversation with yourself becomes about other things other than what you said you were going to do today.
Yes.
And really, again, underlining what Shai just said, when you go out of your home and you're walking down the street or you're interacting with other people, life engages you. Mm-hmm. Just, I said almost exactly the same thing he said, but I just felt like it was so profound. It was worth repeating.
Well, you know, it's... Mm-hmm. Life is showing up out there differently than you expect. There are people on the street. There are things in stores that catch your eye or interest. But at home, it's an environment that is rich in mind. I hate to use the word mindfulness because I'm using it in a different way than most people mean.
Mind fodder.
Mind fodder. Mind incompletions. Things you said you'd do. Reminders of all those little perpetrations you have with yourself that you said you were going to do and didn't do.
So, for instance, right. Shai and I are sitting in front of our microphone here in our office, and then this goes via the internet to... the Voice America Network, which is clearly not in our home. And if I look up from looking at Shai and look at the microphone, I can see in my office that there are any number of projects in process. So each one of them have a story attached to them. It could be, oh, I need to do this, or I should do this, or that has to go out to there, or it can be the ever-present, ready-to-be-initiated, don't-tell-me-what-to-do by your environment.
That lives in your mind as a reality.
Yeah.
Because the other thing I noticed about your voice today, there's something subdued about it.
I was going to say too soft.
It's like you're doing... being a meditator. And, you know, I sometimes have thought loops. And, yeah.
As if there's a better way to be.
Let's talk about those three principles.
Well, let's talk about transformation for a moment.
Yes, sir.
See, transformation is not based in good, bad, right, wrong, better, worse. You know, the dichotomy, beautifully, ugly.
Approvable, disapprove.
All those dichotomies of value and judgment. That's the realm of change. See, transformation is like gravity. Gravity doesn't care whether Leah's been a good girl today. If Leah leans over too far, gravity's going to pull Leah to the ground.
Yep.
It's just the way it is. Well, transformation is very much that way. Transformation isn't based in right and wrong or good and bad or morality. It's based in the isness of the moment. What is in the current moment? Not something to be judged, but something to be noticed. See, if you just notice the way you're being without judging it, you're suddenly in real time.
Now, true meditation, in my experience, is about engaging with what is non-preferentially.
Yes.
And it's in what... Where we got caught up when we lived at the meditation center, while there were many, many beneficial aspects of being there, we were meditating to get somewhere, to become a better us, to be quieter, to be better than other people.
See, if you're doing anything to get somewhere, then you're not doing it purely for the act of doing it. You're doing it to improve as if you are somehow imperfect in current time, in this moment. So now we can go to the principles.
So if you have a noisy mind, particularly in your home, and you notice that as a phenomena, it'll disappear. If you resist it because you think it's
a lesser
state, or you notice it in order to get it to disappear, you will compound it. It will stick around. Your judgments make it sticky, because what you resist persists, grows stronger, and talks at you louder. You know, and the second principle is you can only be exactly as you are in any given moment.
So if you can only be exactly as you are in this moment of your life, right now, you know, that moment.
That was a click, and there's
another click. In that moment, you could only be the way you were when the fingers clicked. See, you couldn't be different. So do you see that, Leah?
Yes.
Okay. So how can you be doing your life wrong?
I can't.
And third principle, anything you see without judging completes itself, and I have a question for you.
Okay.
I'm curious. Did you get disappointed over something in the last couple of days? Because I saw you recently, and there's just something different about you.
Like, did a job, an acting job not come through?
You know, not a specific thing. There isn't something specific that comes to mind, but I do know that, you know, it's very recent because I was feeling really fine.
Okay.
Even
this is another leap of faith on my part. But have you had any conversations with a family member recently
that you found disturbing?
Yes. Short answer, yes.
Yeah, because really, I have a question. Are you in your home right now?
Yes.
Are you alone in your home right now?
Yes.
Because you're talking as if you're going to disturb the children, which you don't have. Your mother might overhear you, and she's not there. You might wake the baby, and you don't have one. It's like very hush-hush.
Wow, that's wild. Yes, but, you know, and I felt cautious today. I felt not wanting to, like you said, disturb or not wanting to upset people. And actually, that may, now that I'm thinking about it, not only did I have a conversation recently with family, but also with my representation. I'm an actress, and I have agents and an agent and manager, and there was some communication there that maybe I pulled back from being as self-expressive as I have been.
Well, it's
out of fear of
possible.
Not wanting to upset someone.
Yeah, if you're offered the possibility of a job and one thinks you should go for it and the other thinks you don't, you are going to, there is a conflict there. And if you don't step boldly and make a choice, but try to be careful and appease everybody, you're going to be in trouble.
You know, it's kind of like relationship, Leah. If you can't be straight and honest with what is true for you, you don't have a relationship anymore. And it's the same thing with either your agent or your manager or whatever. If one wants you to do something and another one doesn't, and you don't give your honest opinion as to what you want to do for fear of losing one or the other, then you will shrink and not be self-expressive, and it'll be like a bad relationship where you're constantly being careful not to upset the apple cart. Figuratively speaking, metaphorically speaking.
Yeah. Oh, that's, I feel lighter already.
The quality in your voice is getting more real, too.
It's a shame that your quality is getting more real right now. You know why?
Why?
Because we have to go to a break.
But it's been lovely speaking with you. Thank you so much for calling in.
And
thank
we feel
you so
that
much.
They're leaving you on an ups.
On the upswing.
On the upswing.
Excellent.
All right. We'll be back shortly, everyone. So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club. The Cane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. Transformationmadeeasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction, now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Cain make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Cain's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com.
The You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back to Being Here. We got lots of announcements, things to tell you about.
You ready?
Well, next Monday Night Alive, that's Monday, January 30th, we're doing a special magical relationships event in New York City. And then on Tuesday night, January 31st, which is that New Year's Eve? Yeah, that's
No, January 31st.
No, January 30th.
You can tell we're pre-recording this before the end of 2016.
Yeah, that's going to be a international call, international conference call on magical relationships also.
It's a special event. We thought we'd get a jump start. I mean, why wait till February 14th?
Right.
Just get going on that
thing. Especially since we're not going to be here on February 14th.
No, we decided to do it early. In fact, when you're hearing this live, we will be in Costa Rica finishing the second of our two courses for this year. And Costa Rica 2018 is open. I guarantee you it is almost half full. As of now, and at the end of this week, it'll be mostly full. If you want to join us, please do.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things where you have to jump. When you want something, you go for it like it's going to be yours, and it is. If you lay back and think about it and have it be a meditation, whether you should or shouldn't, then you usually don't get there.
I don't even think life is a meditation. Is when you jump, you rest when you rest, when you're here where you are, you see something, you don't think about it, you do what is your truth.
In each moment.
Life
rather
is a meditation.
Rather than worry about what you can't do anything about.
And as always, if you wish to join us for Costa Rica in 2018 for either 1 or 2 weeks, the prerequisite is at least one seminar weekend with us, attendance. The next possibility is in the middle of March in New York City. We're doing a course on intimacy. It's mainly discovering how to be intimate with yourself, your environment, and of course, by extension, your loved ones.
That's March 3rd, 4th, and 5th.
And then in Hamburg, we're doing the Freedom to Breathe on a Thursday, March 30th, and then the Practical Enlightenment course, March 31st, April 1st and 2nd. You can find everything
on our website, transformationmadeeasy.com.
Speaking of Hamburg, we have a caller from the Hamburg area. Thomas, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi.
Hello, my name is Thomas. I'm calling from Hamburg, Germany. And a little question, because I have no really connection in my former life to meditation or something like this, and it experiences things like relaxation and well-being after being in your courses or workshops or reading your books. But after this, often relaxed and very clear, but after a while, I began to lose it. But I didn't get it and recognize it that I'm losing this well-being. And suddenly, I'm feeling very stressy and very unhappy and driven to do things. So how can I handle this better or in a way that I could feel better?
So here's the thing. You've gotten lost worrying about the future.
Okay.
Do you see that?
Yeah.
And what you're stressing over and getting upset over are things that aren't happening right now.
Okay.
Do you see that? I'll ask the question again. Do you see that?
Yes, I see that.
Good. Yeah. Good. Now look, slow down a little bit. We're not going anywhere. We're listening to you.
Here's the other thing, Thomas, you lay out your reality, which is that you were not introduced to anything like meditation, but you have come now to our courses, you've read our books, you clearly listened to the radio show, and now you've called in, and that you find well-being that way, and that when you move too far away from it, at least now, you get yourself into a place of stress. Well,
which is where you used to live all the time before you met us.
Yeah.
It's just strange when it starts to come back now, because you've had a period of time where you've discovered there's another possibility, another reality. But when you start to lose your centered state, there's a real high likelihood you judge yourself for that.
Yes, yeah.
I guarantee that when you come home at the end of a long work day, you don't judge yourself if you need a shower. You don't worry or think there's something wrong with you if your whiskers grow and you need a shave.
Mm-hmm.
Part of living includes that you come in contact with stressful people.
And people who are upset, and which leads me to what I was going to talk with you about. How long have you had this stress and upset that you described earlier?
How long? Over years before I began to make the workshops or reading the books.
I understand that, but I'm talking about the most recent episode of your
stressiness, to use your words.
Yeah, a little bit of it came in the morning when I'm thinking about my job and thinking about what to do and what is the question of the day, what is the most important thing I have to do on this day.
Okay. So
I'm getting a little bit stressy and a little bit forward looking and a little bit angry and not saying yes to the things that we could show up.
I have a question. Do you have this conversation with yourself about what's the most important thing to do today before you get to work and see what needs to be done?
Yes. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
You know, you may want to look at when you're on your way to work, let yourself be in the car on the way to work.
Get to work until you do. Now, I have another question because it keeps coming up for me. But have you had any conversations recently with your family?
No contact with my family.
Is this a good thing or a bad thing?
Not a good, not a bad, but it doesn't happen. Because I have only brothers and sisters, and
you living
together with my wife, and there's no any family.
Daughters?
No contact.
No children?
Oh, children, two children. I have contact with my children. I Skyped yesterday morning. My daughter's living in Seoul, Korea, and my other daughter is in the Bavaria, and I had really good contact with both.
So they are family.
Yes, they are.
You've
been in touch with your family.
Yeah.
And it is what time of the year?
Okay, it's Christmas time. Yes.
Yeah, I know when this airs, it won't be Christmas time, but we're in the lead up, the pressure to get it right, do it right for the holidays.
Right.
Okay.
Now, how are you feeling right now, Thomas?
Better, quite a little more relaxed and a little bit clearer about what has happened.
Good. That wasn't difficult, was it?
Thank you very, very much.
You're very, very welcome. Hey, keep engaging in what's right in front of you, Thomas, not what will be, what could be, what should be, not what present should I get her.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Hey, thank you
so much for calling. It's really a treat to hear your voice.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Thank you very much. It was great. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, before we take our next caller, I just want to point to something.
Yes, point.
You know, a lot of people have a picture of meditation as sitting in a certain position with your eyes closed or doing a certain breathing technique.
Or doing a certain movement.
And I just wanted to point to, here we're talking to Leah, and then now to Thomas, and life as a meditation is this concept. And what we're talking about, demonstrating, doing today, is looking at what's happening in our lives right now
that take us away from
our lives without judging it, but getting interested in it like an anthropologist. So taking our anthropological approach with, well, we'll start with Leah. We noticed, having known her a lot, there was something different about her voice.
Right.
And so it's about getting interested in what is rather than
hypothetical theories about why things are the way they are.
Or trying to be a better us. And interestingly enough, when you notice things that you've either hidden from yourself or you've missed, suddenly you're clear, you're here. But if you're not here, you're not bad, that's just the way you are and can't be any different in the moment.
Right.
Anyway, that's what I was thinking about.
Right.
Let's
Madhu,
talk.
Are you here? Madhu?
Yep, there he is.
Hello?
Where? Hey.
Hi.
Hey there. Glad to be on.
We're glad to have you.
Yeah. Actually, I thought it was quite interesting what you just mentioned about how the picture of meditation, of having your eyes closed, and you know that image, because I actually grew up going to an ashram where people meditated a lot, and that's my picture of, you know, of achieving enlightenment, of people taking themselves away and from normal life activities, kind of like a yogi or going to a mountaintop. And I just, you know, that's what blows me away about what you guys talk about, transformation and how you can be fully engaged in regular life activities. But also at the same time, it strikes me as paradoxical, because just, I was just trying to understand, I guess, maybe it's coming from an intellectual point of view.
Well, let me stop you for a second, Madhu.
Mm-hmm.
Question. What is your definition of paradoxical?
So two things that seem like they both can't be true, but are actually is true.
That's right. Where two things seem to be in opposition, yet both can be true. So that, you know, there's this old saying in Zen that it's easy to be enlightened on a mountaintop, but difficult in the marketplace. But you see, we don't live on mountaintops for the most part.
Right.
And do you know anybody who lives on a mountaintop?
No, can't think of anyone.
Neither do I. So for the most part, we live in communities and villages and cities and businesses where we're interacting with other people. And if you're there when you're interacting with other people, they feel enlivened. If you're lost in your thoughts about some future something that you're trying to have happen rather than be where you are, then usually there is upset in your wake.
Right.
That you're causing upset around you, in your life and in the lives of people around you, out of your being, I hate to use the word disinterested because it's not quite right. You are preoccupied or mechanically distracted by thought. And then you follow those thoughts as though those are your reality, and they become your reality. And you aren't where you are. Meditation's about getting to where you are. Most people, meditation is about an improvement in their quality of life. That's not meditation. That's working on yourself.
Okay.
That's really interesting. If you meditate, you can also have an improvement in your quality of life.
And probably will.
But to do it for an improvement in the quality of life...
If you have a goal in mind, then you're not doing it purely to do it. Most people, when you say you grew up amongst people who meditated and they went to ashrams, and I believe that, but I believe that most of those people there had a artificial high of being in an environment that was based in a higher plane of being.
Can you say that once more? An artificial
high that comes from the idea that you are investing in something that's in a higher plane of being.
Or better, you know, it's a better thing than the marketplace.
Right. Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, I also felt like that. I also felt like that. It was to take myself away almost. That there was a better place to be than just being where I am.
Perfect. Perfect.
We want to follow that with you, but we need to take a break. Can you come back with us after a break?
Sure.
We'll be back shortly with Madhu, so come on back.
And don't miss being here.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club. The Cane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. Transformationmadeeasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Cane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com.
You're listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back. To being here.
Hey, shout outs to our listeners all over the world. And this week, a specific shout out to our friends in Kansas City,
Austria,
Germany,
India,
and the Netherlands. Wherever you're listening from, thank you so much. And if you enjoy the show, share it with your friends.
Really?
It's a gift that keeps on giving. Costa Rica is open for 2018. As we mentioned, you're welcome to register, as we mentioned in the earlier segment. And the calendar with...
our calendar of events for the year with 13 incredible pictures taken by Ariel.
Because it includes January of 2018. It's available, as are all of our seminars for this upcoming year. It's all available either for purchase or on our website at transformationmadeeasy.com. You with us, Madhu?
Yep, I'm here.
You sound loud and clear, Madhu.
Love it. So your picture of meditation is to take yourself kind of back out of real life and observe, or take yourself out of the day-to-day integration with your life. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. I think of someone like in robes and sitting cross-legged, and just eyes closed or nearly closed, and just away from life.
And thumb and forefinger touching. That's first finger. Index finger.
Yes, with a perfect circle.
Yes.
You know, but I know you, and you do things like you write code for computers or you write programs. When you're really in the zone, isn't that a meditation?
Yeah, you're right. That's true. Yeah, it does feel like it.
And when you're writing those codes, how much interest do you have in the soap opera called your life?
Next to nothing, or nothing, actually.
Nothing, exactly. And that's what meditation is meant to do. It's meant to bring you into the current moment of your life. Commensurate with that, the mind quiets down. There is a stillness that happens out of your being where you are, rather than thinking about what you want to do, what you have to do, what you should have done.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Interesting, my dear. First of all, on the break, because this is a pre-record, as we mentioned, we were working on sound checks with our engineers. And the more we kept counting back from five and playing with it, the more here your voice became, the more you were required to interact with your environment, the more present you sound. And it's funny, I've been observing you now for a while, the phenomena called Madhu, and I'm not talking about on the show today, but in the recent months, when I see you either socially or see you in
a Monday night
or a weekend. And I noticed something about you that fits your schematic of being a meditator.
Or being enlightened.
Is that sometimes you're in a room and it's as if you're away. You're not fully engaged. As if you were to really get passionately engaged and self-expressive, you'd be losing your enlightened state somehow.
Right, okay. That sounds accurate, yeah.
That enlightened state was put together by who you were...
when you were a child.
When you were a child at ashrams in India.
Right.
It's interesting. So that's become your benchmark or your model for what you're supposed to be like when you're enlightened, but maybe that's not enlightenment.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the doingness of meditation rather than being wherever you are.
Right. That's cool.
See, life is this incredible experience, moment by moment. It's all unique and new if you're here for it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I'm living up to some old standard I guess I had for myself on what enlightenment meant.
Yeah, and you know what it does? It has a ceiling level. I don't know if you could hear it in Leah's voice, but it was like Leah was doing being calm. It had a lid on her self-expression. And I've seen you sometimes where you've popped through. I'm not saying you have to be all hyped and up all the time, but I have seen you when you let your natural enthusiasm for what you're up to shine. And then you clamp it down again.
Right, yeah.
And that, by the way, is very normal. That, you know, people experience a moment of enlightenment and clarity, and then their mind takes back over and keeps them in control. So you've got an internal dictator that dictates your behavior and how you should be in order to be a good person. But that, again, was put together by a child many years ago trying to fit into a culture. The other thing is you think about everything rather than just let it go in.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
You just got closer to reality in this moment, though, because I tricked you.
Why, thank you.
Well, that's what I do. That's my job.
I'll tell you, my dude, there's something you underestimate, and that is your presence and how people love you.
Brilliance you are when you're being you unbridled, when you're being you without putting those self restrictions on yourself, those ideas about how you're supposed to be based on what you've learned. See, when you get in current time, Madhu, you know what's appropriate. You are appropriate. It's not about the rules. You're just appropriate.
Yeah.
I have proof. Here's
awesome.
My proof. Back when you were dating, you had a lot of
rules
and ideas about how you should go about dating and who the appropriate person would be, and you at least had a vague outline of what she would look like. Your wife
does not at all
fit that picture or that outline.
No, she doesn't.
And so what I'm pointing to is that you have a natural knowing that when you engage supersedes all those prejudices we all have that we've put in as a child or immature or we've absorbed from our environment. I invite you to keep
coming out
because you are a gift.
Wow, thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Thanks for calling in and being part of the show today.
Yes.
Treat having you here.
Thank you.
Did you have anything else you wanted to say or ask, or are we good?
No, I'm good. Thank you so much.
Great.
Excellent. Very excellent.
Well, we have another caller.
Let's take her.
Yes. Katya.
Where are you today?
Hi, Ariel and Shaya. I'm in Hamburg, Germany.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm so touched what you just shared to Madhu. It's really so... Well, I could feel my heart because as I first was listening to the show, I thought, well, I lost the connection to my heart. And now it's like, wait, it's coming back. So I found myself lately like, where's the magic?
There was a movie called August Rush, and it was about a little boy who heard music all around him, and he says in the movie, the music is all around us. All you have to do is listen. And it's the same thing with the magic, Katya. It's all around us. But when you're in your thoughts, you're not looking out into life. You're in the thoughts. And then there is no magic in our thoughts.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's, and then it's so worthful to listen to you both, what you have to tell us and what you shared, and then while listening to the show, when I'm with you, you know, that's really, that's why I wanted to call in, because when I'm with you, it's, everything dissolves, and this is so wonderful, and
Somehow you're
giving us credit for your own greatness.
And actually, I don't know if Madhu is still listening to the show, but if he is, this is for him as well, because he said something early on when in our discussion with him. He said, that's what's so wonderful about you, what you guys do. And you're saying, oh, it's so wonderful being with you. This is what happens. You're not owning that you're using us as a device to have magic. And when Madhu says it's what you guys do, no, it's what we all do. It's you. Mm. And if you mistakenly think it only resides in us, you will miss
your own greatness.
Yeah.
Look, if you think we're great, then you've got greatness in you.
It takes one to know one.
That's right. That you can recognize the greatness means that you have the greatness to recognize.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'll tell you something. Yeah. You know what? If you lose magic, you judge yourself.
If you lose magic, blink, and it's back. You know what I love? I love looking at the night sky. And there's a group of planets or stars in the night sky called the Pleiades. And it's very interesting because you can only see the Pleiades fleetingly. It's like you catch it out of your peripheral vision and it's clear.
But
when you focus at it, you lose it. It goes away.
Well, that's like transformation and living in the moment. When you focus on your life and how you're doing, you lose the magic.
That's right.
When you just catch it in the periphery, you're like, wow, that was magic.
That is magic. This is magic. You know, I was in the hospital this morning.
Briefly,
for some tests. And I was taken by the magic of modern medicine. How they have machinery that can look and see how your heart is doing and how your circulatory system is doing. And they have all the amazing things if you're there for it. But see, most people, they were pretty shocked that my heartbeat was as slow as it was because I wasn't upset being there. See, most people who go into hospitals are afraid of the outcome. I was just interested in what was happening. And so my blood pressure was low. My heartbeat was slow. I was just there. It wasn't worrying about something in the future. You know, someday I'm going to die. Big deal. In the meantime, I might as well live.
Yes.
This moment is all I have, Katya.
Yes. That's so right. And you're so right what you said, that I'm sometimes lost in my thoughts. Like, for example, like I'm dating, and lately I found out that I actually attract always the same kind of men who are actually not available. And then there was the situation that I could see it, and then the next moment I judged myself for that I...
that's actually not that what I wanted. And then I said, well, actually, that was the moment, and that's what you wanted. And perhaps in your heart, it is not true that you would like to have a relationship. And then,
slow down, Katya. We're reaching the end of the show, and this could be
a whole other
show. However, You're not bad for attracting the people you attract. And if you notice that, then you can change your way of being so you stop attracting those people.
But you clearly have what you want in this moment.
Right.
That doesn't mean the next moment, once you blink, you'll want the same thing.
Yeah, and in this moment, you're on the phone with us. And in another moment, we're going to say goodbye because we're going to have to go off and tell you about next week's show.
Which is Lose the Brain Fog. That's next week's show.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So
don't judge yourself. Just be here.
Have fun. Be kind to yourself. And have a very lovely life.
We'll be back next week, everyone.
So come on back.
And don't miss
Being Here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.